there's many ways to catch an agent, but one way that you can catch an agent is if you listen to them and you hang around them long enough, they enjoy when another person has pain. They get enjoyment when another person's in pain. They enjoy it. I'm trying to, this is a off the cuff recording, but they enjoy when other people are in pain. Why would you enjoy somebody else's pain unless you were pure evil in the core, you know? I mean, really, that's one way. There's many ways to catch an agent, but that's one way. Maybe I'll do a series on it, but think about what I'm saying. You're talking to somebody and you tell them something and then they laugh about it and they say, oh, they laugh and say they deserve that or something. You know, they enjoy somebody else's pain. And if you read the Old Testament, Deuteronomy somewhere, it says God is looking at your heart and he knows if you hear bad news about your enemy and you're happy, you enjoy it, it's coming back on you. Coming back on you. If your enemy has bad news, something bad, karma got them. God knows your heart and he knows what you're thinking. Nothing's hid from God. And you have in your heart, oh, I'm glad that you're happy that something bad happened to your enemy. Then you get ready to get a scourge and spanking if you're the elect. If you're still in, and the only reason that mindset would be in you is you were raised around people that thought like that, because a lot of times your bloodline affects your thought life more than you know it, or you have friends, or you watch some podcasts where they're happy when somebody else gets hurt or something. What you fill your mind with, it's those thoughts are not even yours, really, to be honest with you. If you have the Holy Spirit, those kind of thoughts are not your thoughts. They're not from above, they're from below, and those are AI programs. Thoughts are AI programs in the culture. The culture lie and the bloodline lie, those are AI programs. They're not even your thoughts. You think they are, but they're not, because they're not based on truth. And if it's a lie, it's just a clone of a clone of a clone of another lie. Your thoughts that are believing lies, where did you learn that lie from? Your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your aunt, your coworker, your music, your TV. It's an AI program. It's a clone of a clone of a clone. Your thoughts are not your own. Do you really think those are your thoughts? Either they're lies or truth. And if they're lies, they originated where? The devil. If they're truth, where did they originate from? God. Do you think there's a new thought to God? No. Your thoughts are not your own. You're either entering into the flow of lies or the flow of truth. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry to break it to you. If you want to stay in lies, you're an AI flesh creature. You're like no different than a robot. But if you move into the spirit of truth, then you become free. You're free. You're free. Believe a lie, you're a slave. Believe the truth, you're free.